I'm curious what you think, Joe, of when can we question Brian Snicker? I am one who believes right out of the gate. You know, I get it. The guy was the manager who led this team to a World Series a year ago. That's great. Woohoo. If this was Alabama football or Georgia football and Kirby Smart or Nick Saban started off the season losing their first game or losing their first two games, those fans would be going berserk on some, we have got to fix this, you know, something's got to change immediately. And yet I see a lot of, specifically on Twitter, people coming to the defense of Brian Snicker saying it's earlier in the season, you can't be so worried about this stuff. And then other people who are essentially like, oh, the Braves are going to miss the playoffs. You know, I mean, they've completely screwed themselves because of the decisions of Brian Snicker. I don't know, where do you lie in and how to question, or do we question Brian Snicker's managerial decisions early in the year?
I mean, I think there's certainly always reason to question a manager's decisions. And I certainly disagree with some of the things that have been happening in terms of just like, yeah, managerial decisions, tactical, strategic decisions that have been made. But at the same time, I try to kind of couch that in the understanding that it is a long season, and, you know, it's a big difference between getting off to the start that the Braves have so far and like losing your first two games of a football season, where that's like a larger, much larger percentage of the totality of this, of the season. And, you know, just with Brian Snicker in general, it's never been his strong suit in terms of, well, even that sounds like I'm being overly yeah. critical about him, but Brian Snicker's forgotten more about baseball than I'll ever know. So I don't want to sound like a smart ass here, but I mean, I think that there's obvious things that we can question. One of them is Orlando Arcia has been DHing instead of playing left field, which we now know he can play in left field because he's been playing there against the Dodgers. I don't think he just learned how to do it. Nope. I think he's probably been able to play left field all year long, but instead he had been DHing for a while Marcelo Zuna out there, the poor guy can hardly throw a baseball. He looks like my dad throwing the ball, who's had like a million surgeries and can hardly move his right arm. Like, he has to like torque his whole body and like kind of fling his arm around. It like looks painful yeah. and awkward, and teams can, it's, you know, it's obviously contributing to this terrible Braves outfield defense that we've seen so far this season.
Yeah, the Marcelo Zuna thing was always interesting, because when we all first saw it, first off, Orlando Arcia being a designated hitter, I mean, he was hitting ninth. You never want your DH hitting ninth. if you don't have any more faith than him, then he shouldn't be your designated hitter.
Yeah.
And so, thankfully, I mean, Marcel was still, he was terrible out in the field, and you're right, a liability. I think we forgot that. I think him not playing last season, and then in the 2020 shortened season, only having to do it a handful of times, that we were all kind of like, it's fine, we'll manage. We only got to get through a month.
It's not that bad.
Yeah. Because the whole idea is, oh, well, you know, Acuna gets back and they'll reshuffle this thing around.
I may have literally said that, what you just said, a month ago.
Well, it's because I think we forgot. And then
I definitely forgot.
I was going to say, specifically opening day was for me when I was just
that
like,
that was the reminder.
Oh, that was not, that was not good.
Everyone goes, oh no.
But then I think,
what have we done?
Yeah, but that goes into questioning Brian Snicker's, because then they kept trotting him out there. And then we've seen in this Dodger series, Orlando Arcia playing out in the field. It's not perfect. It's still an upgrade from Marcelo Zuna, and Marcelo Zuna's continuing to rake. So leave it there, you know, don't overthink these sorts of things. Especially because you might have to start overthinking, or not really overthinking, you might have to start thinking strongly about what you're going to do with your other outfielders, as Alex Dickerson and as Eddie Rosario continue to
Ooh, boy.
Struggle would be putting it lightly.
thank goodness at least Eddie's starting to hit the ball a little bit harder these last couple games. But man, it's been bad. Part of me, like Alex Dickerson, he was legitimately hard done by early in the season, but that's since trailed off a little bit. He was hitting the ball hard. At one point, he was leading the team in average exit velocity, like through about a week, I think. I think through the opening homestand. Now Marcelo Zuna's blowing him out of the water. Yeah. I think Marcelo Zuna might be leading the league in average exit velocity, or if not, he's close to it. But yeah, it's been like really rough seeing those guys. And something that I heard somebody mention earlier today actually was, you know, it can't be easy for them also this early in the season to like see those numbers reflected on the scoreboard and stuff. Like every time they come up and it's like, you're hitting zero something, you know, it's not like they're hitting a tough stretch in the middle of the season where they've already accumulated a bunch of stats where they didn't have to stare at exactly how bad they've been. And I do wonder if that may like just compound some of the difficulty. But yeah, I mean, it's not been good. Caleb, there, speaking of Brian Snicker's managerial missteps, I guess we could say. Yeah. You mentioned it earlier, bringing Newcomb into that game with one run, or I'm sorry, with you know, obviously in a jam with two on facing Freddie Freeman in a tight game, a game that you still at that point had a, you know, you were obviously very well in. In what was it, the fourth inning that he came in? I think more so, we don't need to talk necessarily about, well, maybe we could, about Newcomb coming into the situation in general, but I think it's more about Brian Snicker's overall philosophy on bullpen management and the fact that he does not seem willing to bring in, you know, his top guns in a situation that is extremely crucial, like this one was. Solely because it happens at a certain point in the game, at which point Brian Snicker does not want to bring in certain relievers.
Yeah, I think it was funny. I don't know if you, well, you probably would have heard the exchange with Dave O'Brien when,
When it was Snitch talking. It's a little tense.
Yeah, but it was like, I was like, thank you, Dave. Yeah. You know, thank you, Dave, for holding in there. And even getting a little sassy.
Like, who am I supposed to bring in? And Dave's like, Minter.
Yeah. Well, he was. I think the quote was like, "I can think of a handful of guys."
Yeah.
And then
started
naming a couple. And then Snit hits him back with, you know, well, if I just use all these guys, they'll be cooked essentially come around playoff time. And it's just one of those like, but use them there. Use them there. Now, two nights from now, when it's their, like, scheduled time, and you're winning by four, don't use them then. You know, then go to a guy who, if you give up a run, you still got some wiggle room. Like, you know, it's just, just use your, how am I seeing this as a fan? Like, what am I missing here as a media member or as a fan that you are seeing differently? Because what I feel like I'm seeing from Brian Snicker is, you know, save them at all costs and keep them on a schedule that they are as healthy as they can be by the postseason. However, as we all know, if you don't win enough games during the regular season, your postseason becomes a lot more difficult. And I think that's what's frustrating about the crew. That the group of people on social media who are like, hey, you know, don't question Brian Snicker. Like, we're still earlier in the season. Those same people come August are going to be like, well, you know, if we only had a couple more games go our way, then maybe we wouldn't be in the position that we're in or whatever be the case. You know, it's just like you have to know that these games matter. Otherwise, you wouldn't be playing them. If you tell me that these games in April don't matter, then we shouldn't be playing 162 games.
Mm-hmm.
That's a separate conversation.
Sure.
But yeah, it's just that's kind of where I get to this point. And it's strange with how Snicker does that. And I'm glad when I see guys like Dave O'Brien push back on some like, all right, well, at least help me understand. And it seems like Brian Snicker's reasoning is, I want these guys to stay healthy and rested.
Yeah. Caleb, we got some breaking news happening right now.
Uh-oh.
The Braves today placed infielder Austin Riley on the paternity list.
Ooh.
So congratulations to Mr. Riley. I wanted to try to see if I could scare you a little bit.
You did.
When they placed Austin Riley on the maternity list. Well, so yeah, Travis Merritt will be coming up from AAA. Just thought I'd throw that in there.
Okay. I was just about to say, and this is one of those, this is also one of those fun, that's not a fun conversation. A conversation that I see pop up is like that professional athletes should schedule their yeah. kids in the off season. How dare you schedule your children to be born when I want to see my team win?
Come on, think about the team.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's more reasonable for baseball players because they play 162. That it's kind of like, I mean, honestly, when I mean,
Riley thought we'd still be locked out at that point, so you know, who can blame him?
Congrats for Austin Riley.
Sorry, I kind of derailed us a little bit there. I did want to just kind of bring it back real quick. I wanted to kind of defend Snicker's position a little bit here, not necessarily because I personally defend it, although I do understand his perspective, but I just want to kind of put it out there for listeners to understand where he's coming from, which is that the way he sees it, first of all, you just don't know what's going to happen in the future. So one of the big problems that people had with that particular situation was that the whole bullpen was basically available to pitch in that game. Mm-hmm. There was no arms that were off the table at that point. So you have your whole allocation of bullpen arms, and we know the Braves have some good ones. But what Snicker, from his point of view, he's got two games left, and I think, honestly, then having the off day makes us even a little bit more indefensible, but I'm going to continue to try. I'm going to try and defend him the sake of an interesting conversation anyway. You know, he just did it. The way he sees it is that he wants his top guns to be available to lock down wins. And the reason that you have pitchers like Sean Newcomb and other pitchers are to come into some of these situations, especially early in games, because he wants those top guys to have a certain rhythm and a certain timing of, you know, they know when they're going to be getting used in games, and it all fits kind of into their daily routine. And I think that that's where he's coming from, talking about the burnout of, oh, well, if I use these guys in the fourth inning randomly and they don't know it's coming every so often, they'll be out of form, out of rhythm later on in the season, maybe even burned out to the point that he was making. So I don't know if I necessarily agree with that. I mean, I still think that you need to bring in arms in crucial situations that, you know, that was a very much a game deciding situation, maybe not game deciding, but extremely influential moment of the game that really did end up swinging the tide. And it's just a shame that you didn't have somebody out there better than Newcomb, but you know, you do need other pitchers to perform. Ideally, Newcomb was in a good spot lefty on lefty against Freddie Freeman, but you have other lefties you could have thrown at him. You could have thrown Minter or Matzik, or, you know, pick your lefty. I mean, the Braves have a bunch of good ones in their bullpen. So I understand where Brian Snicker's coming from, but I also agree with you overall as to that particular situation. I just felt like especially Newcomb, with the struggles that we've already talked about him having, just never felt good. And it kind of had the ending that I think we all, unfortunately, were expecting.
Well, if I'm completely honest, it was the one time that I actually felt bad for Sean Newcomb, because I thought he was set up for failure versus some other situations he could have been put in. Now, it's still indefensible in a way that, like, Sean Newcomb comes in that game and he just looked scared. You talk about pitching around Freddie Freeman to walk him. Like, he looked like he didn't want to be the one who gives up the home run. And it's like, I'm sorry, unfortunately, you're in a situation you've got to fake it till you make it. And he hadn't been able to fake it. And, you know, it's end of the road. And as we said earlier, you know, I mean, I hope he is able to find it in the rest of his career.